Your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for
the things that you have done. Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell him, I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful.
discussion. Let's talk about something. Real talk radio. Ain't no funny. A church with our walls, a hottest talk show. Real talk with the Dr. Davenport. Let's get it poppin'. Z got me hoppin'. Who you represent? Ain't no stopping. Come on, let's go. I'm in the zone. Can't get enough. Turn it
real
out.
Talk,
just like that, ladies and gents, boys and girls, we are live for a Thursday edition of Real Talk Radio, or Live with Dr. D, featuring myself and my main man, Rook City. Rook, good morning.
Good morning, Doc.
Doc, Phil, how you doing?
And Doc, I always say, Doc, I'm great, Doc. I don't know how I'm going to be feeling later. I got a dentist appointment today, Doc, but other than that, I'm great.
That's a lot of dots, Doc. You said that like 9 times in like 27 seconds, but maybe because you hear the doctor, Doc. Maybe that's why you keep saying Doc.
It's the needle.
Listen, man, as promoted on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and the Gram, our Real Talk topic today, I want to take an in-depth look at Fox's TV smash hit, Empire, Doc. It's time that I discuss Empire from my perspective, if you will. So I want to go ahead and get the number out now, 516-387-1299, to the host of you that's listening. I know from interactions with text messages, inboxes, listening online, you can dial again the number 516-387-1299 to give your opinion on Empire and commentary that shall go forth on the show. And the number of you that's already on the switchboard listening via telephone or cell phone, at any time that you want to share your comments or your thoughts with the public, hit the number 1 on your keypad. That will alert us here in the studio, and we'll get you on air. I'll try to plug the number again. Doc, so let's start off easy. Do you watch Empire?
Not at all, Doc.
You don't watch the show, though. I thought you were an Empire fan.
No, that was Thomas.
Well, yeah, I know Dr. Thomas liked Empire. Let's keep Dr. Thomas listening in prayer as well for his speedy recovery and continued mending. Is there a particular reason that you don't watch Empire, Doc? Do you disagree with the show philosophy or the time schedule, or you just haven't found time to watch it?
I actually can say I'm not really interested in it. It's like a spinoff of Hustle and Flow to me, so I haven't really watched it to me. It won't catch my interest.
Okay. Well, I was a fan of the show last season. They really pressed the envelope, and as far as content, graphic content, you know, the sex and the murder and all that, the language on TV. And I had told my wife last week that I wasn't going to watch it anymore because I really began to see the show for what it was. And I just didn't want to support it. Not that I advocated anybody else to watch it, but it just for me, I felt a contradiction within myself. But so I wasn't going to watch it. And then last night, we didn't watch it when it aired. Well, my wife doesn't watch it anyway. I didn't watch it when it aired, but I found an excuse to put it on last night, and I started watching it, and I turned it off, and then I finished watching it this morning, and I got to be honest, I have exhausted my desire for the show. Here's a track from the show. And I want you just to listen to these lyrics of this song, and then we'll discuss and open the mics up, the lines up, if you don't mind. I want you to hear the lyrics and the message for this show. Of course, now it wants to disappear. That's what happens when you do a live show. So I'll try to get all the production stuff out the way first. Here we go. Now, here's the song.
If you know like I know, say, think about the money. About it, ain't no need to think about it. Get that money, keep that power. No, they not the same thing. Money can't be anybody to somebody that nobody. When it come to power, super small and maintained. Money make them do it cause of what you give to it. Power make them do it cause you told them to do it. Money make you fly, power never die. Don't know why. Money can't be lost, power never need an alibi. But the good in the champagne, power in my pride, power in my last name.
And if I don't know nothing, I know this paper bigger than the world, stepping over skyscrapers. If I don't know nothing, one thing I know, power over money, man, and that's just how it goes. If you know like I know. You can feel the power, even if the company was built from powder. Girls kissing on the couch, women in the shower. Surround myself with kings, you can keep the cowards. Every time I reminisce, I'm repping different bitches. Blood is thicker than water, but BS is the thickest. Look, the chain around my neck, tell my life story. Born into the money, but will die for glory. Get ready for the takeover. That facelift and that makeover. That case that I break open. That great fifth like Beethoven. If you wanna get it poppin', I can be in the team. 34 in a rocket, cause Hakeem's the dream.
What? They don't get it.
Ooh, we're making moves. You only doing what my power lets you do. You see that money isn't everybody. When it come to power, can only be one kid.
Said if I don't know nothing, I know this paper bigger than the world, stepping over skyscrapers. If I don't know nothing, one thing I know, power over money, man, and that's just like yo. If you know like I know.
All right, welcome back live. Thanks for tuning in and staying with us. We're discussing the hit Fox TV show Empire. That song was played on last night's episode, and I'm going to play it again before the end of the show. But if you listen to the lyrics, Rook, there is some almost hypnotic gesture made in this song, if we listen. Now, I know that people are skeptical and it's only a TV show. Yes, it is. It's only a TV show. Yes, it is. And yes, people have the right to make up their own mind, and not everybody will be yielded to or do what a TV show says. I get that. However, there is still a clear and present danger going on here, man. And I know, Rook, you said you don't watch the show. And so some of this won't have the same weight to you. But the Lyons family is dysfunctional at its best. He says, it's not about the money, it's about the power. And if you look at that, just that hook, and you look at it from society's point of view, you got one race or generation of people, all they care about is money. That's it. They care about money. They don't care about tomorrow. They don't care about their past. They just need money for today. But we're not taking that money and converting it to anything tangible or useful, like power. We're not taking our money and making it into wealth, which we could pass down from generation to generation. Okay, we're not positioning ourselves for real power. And power comes from influence, my brother. Influence. Yesterday we talked, Brother R was on, and we talked about how wealthy people don't really spend a lot of money on clothes. They don't really walk around dressed up in business suits and all of that. They surpass that. Well, all we want is the newest gym shoes. That's all we care about, because we want to look rich for poor people. You know. And what got me, Doc, feel free to jump in. I'm not trying to go on a rant. That's later in the show. what got me was Hakeem. He's the one that did the rap. If you go back and watch the episode, he had on a dress. Another man, another male, black male on TV with a skirt on. Another one. The daddy's a drug dealer, murderer, mogul. Mom got out of jail, was in a drug gang. She's brash, ghetto, loud. She's having to be good at music. The oldest brother has bipolar. He's a bipolar, but now he's a Christian. But yet he's involved with the covering up of a murder by his wife. The middle kid is homosexual. Daddy put the company in his hands. And the youngest brother is a typical thug who has a gift for rapping, okay, but you got to push him to use it, so like pulling teeth. He want to do everything but hone his craft and learn his business, but he want to just screw around with everybody, different women every episode, and bling out. But last night, aside from the obvious spiritual attack, Doc, what turned me off, and I'm glad you asked, what turned me off, because you're so into the show, what turned me off about Empire last night was the assault on families, Doc. This show is perpetuating. Now, I didn't care for the Cosby Show growing up because I thought it wasn't realistic, although I had two working parents that had good jobs in my grandparents in my house when I was younger. I did not relate to the Cosby's. I didn't see every situation being resolved in 30 minutes. That wasn't realistic to me. But if the Cosby's was too sweet, I don't know what Empire is, because it's the exact opposite. It's on the other side of the scale. And so we got people, again, yes, it's a TV show, and yes, people do what they want. But as the song said, it ain't about money. This is about power. This song, this show is influencing a rivalry within the family. Father against son, mother against daughter, although there's no daughter present. The mistress, okay? The mistress betrayed the father and then tried to work with the ex-wife, take the father out, and even commune homosexuality with another woman for some money.
Mm.
You know, all because of influence and power. And that's what this show perpetuates. That's what it's perpetuating. And it was entertainment for the first season to me, okay? But like I said, last night got me. Hakeem, the youngest son, not with his mother. He was with his dad as far as having this another record company. And all throughout the episode yesterday, the air last night, he kept saying, "Mom, we're moguls now. We're moguls. We're not just company owners. I'm not just an entertainer. I'm not just a rapper. We're moguls. We're bigger than that." Now here's the thing. He doesn't have anything to make him a mogul. He doesn't have any money. He doesn't have any influence. He does not have a pool of artists under him. He has did none of the work. He has none of the manifestation, none of the fruit to be a mogul. But in his mindset, he can't even do, he cannot even complete or compete on the level that he's gifted. But yet he's ascended in his own mind because he has the desire to be more than what he is, which is fine. Wanting to be better is fine. I'm talking about the influence, Rook. I'm talking about the influence that is being portrayed on national television to black people, ethnic people, poor people, people who want better than their current situation. And it's a dangerous thing when you want something more than what you are and won't do the work to maintain who you are. You know. And we okay with that. We okay with it because the TV is telling us it's okay, Doc.
Well, Doc, that's what pretty much any TV show, Doc. I know you're an avid Scandal fan. It's like the same thing with Scandal to me, man. Promoting adultery and all kind of crazy crap, and it seems like that's what the world is tending to like right now, so. I mean,
so because the world putting light is okay, is that what you're saying or what?
No, I mean, it's each his own, Doc. I don't get into it. I don't watch Scandal. I don't watch Empire.
So
I choose what I
watch. Then we all choose what we watch. What do you watch?
I watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I watch Gotham.
I like that show.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can say I watch the little Marvel shows, Doc, or the superhero shows. I watch The Flash. I watch Daredevil. I mean, I watch stuff like that, Doc.
Okay, so you don't watch any. Okay, I mean, and this is not. I'm not. Let me make this as clear as possible. Because you can research you can go back to other shows and you'll hear how I feel about television and how it can be for entertainment purposes only. So yeah, you're right. We all choose what we want to watch, but this thing is dangerous. I guess you can say all TV shows are dangerous now, and I'm wrong again. Call in, give me your opinion. 516-387-1299, 516-387-1299. When you got a show like Empire versus a show like Scandal, a lot of people don't aspire to be the president or a major player in Washington, D.C. So for them, now that's everybody, for them, a Scandal is a bit on the side of fantasy, like Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or The Flash. It's more fantasy. Vampire Diaries, more fantasy, supernatural, more fantasy for some people. But people can relate, and they will gravitate to a show like Empire because the premise for the Empire Record Company, Doc, was started from the drug game. They were hustlers on the street. They wanted a better life, and music was their way out. So they left the ghetto, but brought the ghetto with them. If I can be discriminatory and say that, you know, because that is what Lucius Lyon, the character Terrence Howard as Lucius Lyon says this when the FBI raided his company. He said, "On the street, when your spot get raided, you got clout. You become a G." He says, "If the feds raid you, you become an OG." And so you got a lot of people, you got a lot of young folks, and I want to say brothers, but nowadays it's brothers and sisters who are watching this malarkey, and they're looking at the legal trouble they're in, or they look at what's going on the news, and instead of being in trouble with the law or death being a consequence, now they're looking at it as a crown. And shows like Empire that they can really relate to make that thing tangible for them, Doc, and that's dangerous. You know, I thought you watched the show because I wanted to really go into some other stuff, the dynamics of the relationships on the show, you know, to really contrast. You know, I thought you were a fan of the show, so I was looking for more of a counterpoint from you. But if you don't really watch it, you really can't say, and I understand that, you know. But a couple episodes ago, the oldest son and his dad, they all turned on the father. The father went to jail. Lucius went to jail. His family turned on him. When he got out, he pretty much got it back together. But he forgave his stepmother. Lucius forgave Cookie, his ex-wife, and he forgave his youngest son, Hakeem, who stole his fiance and slept with her. Okay? But the oldest son, the one that has bipolar disorder, who's a Christian, who goes to church, who's a good kid, him he wouldn't forgive. And I can't think of the oldest guy's boy's name to save my life. I can never think of his name, character name. But he said that to him. He says, they try to betray you and set you up and all that. I come to you humble, and you don't forgive me? There's some dangerous things. All I'm saying, callers, listeners, all I'm saying is some dangerous things. I really made a good point. It is just television. Well, that's because that it's just television for people who can understand the influence that they're portraying out there. Now, you got a gay character in the middle son who's normally on camera with his boyfriend. Okay?
Wow.
They've shown homosexual scenes, girl on girl and guy on guy, more than a few times on Empire. But then last night they show Hakeem, who is supposed to be the street guy. He's a hardcore guy. He don't care. He threatened his dad last night. Daddy called my mama's boy. He told his father, if you call me a mama's boy again, you're gonna see what's gonna happen. So he the angry one. He bowed it. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he ain't taking no mess. He pulled females, if I can use that term. I want you to get what I'm saying, where I'm going with this. You know. He iced out. He got money. He don't care. He got his own place. They have him perform in a skirt. It's a skirt. And to me, that wrecked me. It wrecked me because I saw it. Why not have the gay guy in the dress?
That would have made it okay to you, Doc?
But here's the thing. He's already gay. None of it's okay, Rook. But what I'm saying is, the message is for the guy on the street, the hustler, that will be hardcore, hey, it's okay if you be gay. You can be gay and still be hard. It's a self-perpetuation. And because people are weak-minded, they have no grounding, and some have no faith, they'll see that and buy into it. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to sound a clarion call. And I know I'm the latest on the bandwagon, that Doc. I know other folks have been saying this for a while. I'm coming clean, if you will, live on Dr. D, because I just realized it last night. Now, we wouldn't watch this, what I'm saying. My wife doesn't watch it. And I won't watch this. I would never watch Empire with the kids. They could, no, we couldn't watch together, you know. But that in itself should have been a real warning, because I wasn't comfortable watching it with them. I shouldn't have been watching it at all in the house. You know, I'm a man. I can admit my faults and my failings. But I just, I don't know. 516-387-1299 is the call-in number. 516-387-1299. I want you to hear this song again, and then we're going to move forward. I want you to hear this song again. Listen to these words. We're looking for money. The poor person wants some money. So it's not about money. It's about power. And in this world, again, power is influence. Influence gets you money, but money don't buy influence a lot of times, not real influence. Here we go. We're going to play it again.
If you know like I know, about it, ain't no need to think about it. Get that money, keep that power. No, they not the same thing. Money can't be anybody to somebody that nobody. When it come to power, super small and maintained. Money make them do it cause of what you give to it. Power make them do it cause you told them to do it. Money make you fly, power never die. Don't know why. Money can't be lost, power never need an alibi. But the good in the champagne, power in my pride, power in my last name. And if I don't know nothing, I know.
even if the company was built from powder. Girls chasing on the couch, women in the shower. Surround myself with kings, you can keep the cowards. Every time I reminisce, I'm repping different bitches. Blood is thicker than water, but BS is the thickest. Look, the chain around my neck, tell my life story. Born into the money, but will die for glory. Get ready for the takeover, that facelift and that makeover. That case that I break open, that great fifth like Beethoven. If you wanna get it poppin', I can be in the team. 34 in a rocket, cause Hakeem's the dream.
What? They don't get it.
Ooh, we're making moves. You only doing what my power lets you do. You see, that money isn't everybody's thing. When it comes to power, can only be one case.
Said if I don't know. Hey.
We're back live in the studio, live with Dr. D in Rook City, talking about Empire and the what I say are the messages, the theme that they're trying to portray. 516-387-1299, 516-387-1299. And thank you, BL. Name of the oldest line was Andre. I couldn't think of his name. Andre is his name. We're going straight to Detroit. Elder Michelle, thanks for holding. You're now live on the air. How are you today?
I am doing good. How about yourself, Dr. D?
I'm a little warm this morning, but other than that, I'm all right.
Amen. Good morning to you. Look, it's been a while since I've been on the call. But this morning, I just got on and to hear that rap song, and it's not about the money, it's about the power. You know, I've never watched Empire. But I've listened to my nieces and my daughter and some of my friends talk about it, and what they were saying. And my son, since he's been here, he watches it, and it really has a lot of influence over people because he really loves it. You know, he takes the concept. And he tries to use that as a part of his reality. And I could tell him, son, that ain't real. You know, but they think it is. And just like you said, when they when you out in the street and the police raid you, or the more you get by the police, the FBI, whoever, the greater you become in the community, in that community, in the drug community, you become a bigger lord. You become somebody great at that point. And that's not reality, but that's how they're portraying it. And mostly, that's how they look at us as a black people, period. That's not about white people. That's about black folks. That's about black people. That's about us, our race, and how they look at us. And what they think about
Wait, Elder, just to back your point up, this season they introduced a new character played by actress Marissa Tomei. You may know that name she was in the first season of A Different World way back when. I don't think anything. She's been in a few movies too, okay? But she's an African, she is a Caucasian woman, okay? Hear me out. When this Cookie, Andre, and Jamal and them tried to take over Empire from Lucius when they got him locked up, they went to her to get money. They wanted to team up with her to buy 20% of the company to put Lucius out. So she wound up double-crossing them for Lucius. That's fine. But when you say this is about us and not about them, the us and them, they played that out last night on the air as well, because they're trying to do something to get past the feds, get the police off their back. And so Cookie, this strong, if you want to call her a strong African-American mother, woman, turns to Marissa Tomei's character and says, and what do you have to do with this? She basically said, you know what, because I got this money, I'm just here having fun. She invested in this company, you know, just because she could. She don't care anything about them or anything about the business, just to have fun. And so when you said that, what you just said, you know, it really brought that back to mind. But I apologize. Go ahead and finish your point.
It's okay, because they make a mockery of who we are. We're toys to them. It's like having a Barbie for them, you know. And for Lucius, he portrays himself on the movie, from what I could hear, and I've watched maybe one or two scenes, and that's it. And this man thinks he's God.
Listen. Yes.
Yep. He thinks that he's God. And from the way that they were saying how he went out the last time, you know, he typically said that. And a lot of times, even with it being a movie or it's just a movie or whatever, he's acting, there's just some things for me as a person and as a Christian and God-fearing person, I will not say. I will not do, because it gets you right there to the edge of, you know, blasphemy. It gets you right there.
That's exactly what it is, blasphemy.
Amen.
You're right.
I mean, really,
no, I appreciate you.
I just don't. Mm-mm. And I don't watch the other show either, whatever the name of that other one was. What did you say it was?
Yeah. Oh, Scandal?
The other movie. Yeah, Scandal. The name itself.
Okay. Well, we're not going to talk about that. Scandal going to get boosted on my show. Thank you, Elder. Appreciate your comment. You got to keep it real. Live on air, Dr. D, Rook City. I need somebody to call in that's pro-Empire. Now, I'm not asking you to call in and argue. I'm not asking. Call in and tell me just a TV show like Rook did. Maybe I'd be happy. But I got some questions, some things that just grinds my gears. Rook, 516-387-1299. That was Elder Michelle from Detroit. I didn't even, you know, they preview next week's episode, and Lucius goes with the church, and he's always, the Elder was getting to, and she doesn't even watch the show. She says she saw just a few things. Lucius, Doc, he scoffs at God. He does. He scoffs at God. There was an episode when Andre had first went to church. He had a therapist. He had his therapist take him, who was a member of a church. He sang, and Andre began to have feelings for her, and she really began to help deliver him, Rook. And so Lucius finds out, and Lucius makes a comment to Andre, basically saying, "Let's see who's more powerful, me or your God."
Hmm.
And then Lucius goes to a choir rehearsal one day, offers this sister a contract with Empire, and takes her out to church.
He takes her out
to
church?
He took her out the church, yes. He bought her out the church. Before he did, he said to Andre, "Let's see who I should have played that clip, I could have found it. Who's more powerful, me or your God?" And the source of Andre's inspiration, Lucius took out the church. Influence, dog. Come on, somebody call in. I know some of you watch Empire like I was doing. Come on you necessarily got to agree with me, but there's more than one side to every story. Help me change my perspective. What am I not seeing? 516-387-1299. 516-387-1299. Rook, I tell you something, man. this thing has got me going. And the listeners who are tuned in who did not watch Empire are going to watch it next week. So Fox need to send us a check for all this free publicity you're getting, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The song
said, "I don't know if you call it publicity, but let's send you a check, Doc."
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to get a check back, because the millions and millions of people listening in my head right now are going to tune in next week. Now, the song that we played from Empire said it's not about the money, it's about the power. And I don't believe that. I believe it's not about the money. It's about this. And, of course, that didn't work the way I wanted to. That would have worked out great if I could do it like I wanted to. So I'm going to try that again. Look, it's not about the money or the power. What life really about is this.
Love and happiness. Yeah. something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. Nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness. Love and happiness.
Live in the studio, Al Green, Love and Happiness, still talking about the influence of Empire. 516-387-1299, live with Dr. D, Rook City. Rook, we're going to Detroit. I know this number. This is BL Smooth. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dr. D, Rook City.
What's going on, Doc?
Not much.
Now, Doc, I know I'm gonna take your collar from you, Doc. I know that you watch Empire, man. Tell me what you think.
Empire to me, it got some weeks. I'll be like, you know, I don't know. But overall, to me, it's good television.
It's a good television. Did you notice that King was hurt yesterday?
You know what? I didn't notice. I actually, when you said that, I went on YouTube searching for that thing, and I saw it.
Yeah.
And at first, I was
like,
that's not even scary. He's just exaggerating. But
no, nothing. Elvis could.
It looked like
and he, you know,
leggings with a skirt.
He had on leggings. Like he had on leggings and a skirt. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Like long type thing. But I'm like, maybe it's like they fashion things. I know they do crazy stuff, but it's kind of hard to hide a loincloth and leggings.
There's a line in the song. You know, I played the song. Ain't about the money, it's about the power. And, mm-hmm. and like I said, and you tell me, you know, because, you know, I respect your opinion. And, I said that Hakeem represents the street. Hakeem
yeah.
represents the street. Okay? In the song, he says Hakeem is the dream. But y'all don't get it.
Yeah, I've been trying to get it ever since I heard them say that, too.
If the subliminal message is to make being feminine gay or being feminine okay on the streets more than what it is, you ain't got to be in the closet no more. You can just be out. If the goal is to kill the black race, the dream is for everybody who Hakeem represents. And to take on his mannerism, his lifestyle, and the male stop procreating, that's the dream.
Well, see, Doc, I didn't get that from him saying that, Doc. I looked at that as being the basketball reference, Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon. That was his name, and his nickname was the Dream. That's why I took that to when I heard that, but you might be right.
Well, you know what? And you could be right, too. I mean, we talked a lot yesterday about perspective, you know. But I would think that for generations under us, a lot of folk don't know who Olajuwon was. You don't hear his name often. And to the point where I forgot about the guy until you mentioned it. I forgot about his nickname until you mentioned it.
I thought it was a sports yeah. reference, and me not being a good, a heavy sports guy, it kind of flew over my head. But, you know, I think Jamal and himself, his agenda, I think that agenda for him has already been clearly painted to be okay being gay, being hey. It's crazy how they did it. It's like they did it as if they were marketing genius. They made his gay things flamboyant at first, then they calmed down with it, and then just let you know, okay, he still is, but we don't have to put it in your face no more. Just accept him. Now you can accept him, you know. And I had to stop my kids, you know. I don't let my kids watch the show for a lot of reasons. It's for one, it's not a kid's show. But for a while, it could be on, and they not necessarily watch it, but they on or whatever. But I had to stop it to the point where, because it was just too much messages there. And it was like, it still turned me off. Like, I'm like 50 Cent with Power Against Empire. I don't know if you know that reference.
You like I don't.
Well, 50 Cent talks about the show Empire because, you know, he got his show Power, and he goes against, you know, he makes his little Instagram comments about the show, and he
okay.
he's saying little stuff like, we don't do gay stuff on Power. And so,
well, yeah, I get that. And this is not about advocating a wrongdoing at all. I guess, Rook, BL, I was offended. I was shockingly offended. That skirt and that song floored me. My eyes have been open. My eyes have beheld the glory of the coming of the king. I'm telling you, this show, and it's going to be a smash hit. And I've seen what's going. Now, what I'm going to say here on this show, mark these words: Empire is going to be a hit until Terrence Howard messes up.
Mm-hmm.
Terrence Howard's going to mess up, and that's going to kill the show. Watch what I tell you. But BL, I don't know if you're gonna roll with us, man, but I'm gonna leave the mic open to you. I'm gonna stay open. I'm gonna bring in Brother R, making his traditional last 10 minutes of the show call in to give us the Springer thoughts for the day. Good morning, sir, Brother R.
Hello, good morning to you, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well, my friend.
I'm like my man right there. I don't really let my kids watch that show, you know, because I ain't got time to always explain the show to the kids, you know, to my kids, and because they ain't age appropriate, you know. How much more you gonna keep pushing? We want to accept gayness. You know what I'm saying? Like when I grew up, we knew who the Tinkerbells or the Rainbows was of the neighborhood. Whoopie-doo, you know? And it seemed like with what they got going on now, they want to make society accept, you know, it's all in the air, oh, we got to do this and we should do that. Okay, all right, I watched a couple episodes of Ellen, you know? All right, what else you want? You know, I listen to some Elton John, but I don't got a poster on my wall, you know what I'm saying? You know? I used to like Boy George back in the day, but you ain't got the spoonful feed it to me. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to put it all like, okay, yeah, you know, it's cool. If you thought about it, come on out. Or hey, if you haven't thought about it, hey, think about it. And it's okay for men to wear women clothes and tights and XYZ because it's not, you know. So
right.
I don't know, man. I just really think they need to get a grip on that and leave it where it's at. If it's in the closet, leave it at the closet, you know? Because the closet is not the focal point of a home. You want to see how big the bedroom is, how the kitchen looks, you know? The closet
come on,
is small for a reason, you know?
That's what I'm looking for. Come on. Come on. Bring it in, Reverend. Bring it in, Doc. The closet is not the focal point of the home. Good God Almighty.
So, I mean, I just think it needs to be left where it's at, you know. I don't steer away from it. I don't, you know, lifestyle them down, you know. But I just don't, it ain't got to be all, you know, what they're trying to make it all to be, you know. Because at the end of the day, you really try to make it acceptable. You going to, you know, the H word, you know. Boom, shakalaka.
Yeah. Let me say this real quick, because I don't want to give off the wrong impression. People gonna believe what they want to believe. People gonna like what they want to like, and that's fine. We discuss things openly. People make their own decisions. But the bigger issue for me last night is I've been bothered since Sunday morning, actually since Saturday afternoon, when I looked at the TV and I searched the reports. And so there were not a lot of media mentions of the Million Man March this past Saturday. There was very, very little to no coverage of that at all. There are no incidents, no arrests made, nothing. A million plus people gathered peacefully, okay? And there was no mention of that. You let a few boogers get to fighting at Walmart, and it's all over the TV screen. And so what I didn't get a chance to really put out there is really my point is the media is selling images of us into our children that we're nothing but animals, and that family values and structure are no longer important, and that with the Lions family, if you want to have money, you got to backstab, you got to betray, you got to undermine, and you got to sell each other out. And that's what got me. That's what got me. The whole media machine as a whole. Because, again, it's not about money, it's about power. And power is an influence, you know. And that's what's killing me about that, because we are so blind. He says, I came with a dream, but y'all don't get it. They're selling this stuff to us. And not to you, BL, not to you, Rook, not to you, El Michelle, not to you, Brother R, because we are thinkers, okay? The callers and listeners to this show are thinkers. Well, there are millions upon other people who watch this show, and they don't have the capacity, and they believe like we did when we were small. If it's on TV, it's true. And for the person, and I stop talking. We can go 2 minutes over today because I want everybody to get a chance to say this. But here's my point, and Rook, I'll close with this. When I was little, one of my least favorite cartoons in the world, but I watched it, was a show called Inspector Gadget. Okay? A bumbling detective that had all his mechanical stuff. He wasn't what got me, though. He'd be out there, he didn't recognize his own dog brain, fine. Not a close enemy, that wasn't my issue, fine. I want to talk about the importance or the influence of television, okay? Because people want to downplay it. Inspector Gadget had a niece who was in school, and while she was in school, she could communicate with Chief Quimby, she can call Brain, and she could monitor everything her uncle did from school because she had a little computer book. Okay? She opened that book, she did everything she wanted to do. If you got an iPad, if you got a Note 10, if you got a Surface Pro, if you got any type of handheld computer that you can close a flap on like a book, that was birthed Inspector Gadget. Because she had an iPad way back then. TV did that. Somebody saw, some artist drew that in a cartoon, and somebody said, let's make that thing real. I know it may seem like a stretch to some of y'all, but you can't deny it. Penny, if you watch the Inspector Gadget, Penny had a Note Pro,
Penny
she had
did.
A Surface, she had an iPad way back when. I don't know where she got the Wi-Fi from. You know, I don't know what company she was with, but she had one way back when.
She was the dream.
On the TV. Huh?
It was the dream.
Okay, I heard three people, and then I didn't hear you, sorry.
No, he was saying that she was the, she had the dream then, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody else said that and evolved on it, made a move on it.
That's,
you know,
good. And that was for Pete. Good. That's good. That's good. That's true. That was true. We got. I'm looking at, and I tell you what made me think about that. I got a little bitty studio in my home where I broadcast from. I do my calls and all that, and I had to go move around, and so I grabbed my tablet. And put my studio on my tablet so I could walk around the house and still manage the show. And that's when it birthed, that same, that idea came back to my mind about Penny and her little book. So, to anybody who thinks that TV don't have that much, that type of value or importance, we crazy. We get a lot of, if you ever use the term, lay the smackdown on somebody, if you ever use that term, and you ain't never met Dwayne Johnson, TV.
That was a rock.
That was The Rock.
Yeah.
TV.
Hey, you know what? I'm looking at it too, and you say, you know, and TV was great, had a great influence. If you look at like a lot of the old black television TV shows, they would put a lot of stuff in there. You know about, you know how it was between, you know, about racist things and, you know, like they had like a little after school type special type, you know, message type stuff. In the episodes, you know, and you look at Good Times and stuff like that, and they had another, but now what they're doing now is like with the same, and I guess from a social standpoint and not a Christian standpoint, you can see why they would do it with the whole gay community thing, how they're trying to, you know, make that, it's like they're turning that into the new black, it's like gay is the new black now, it's like they're trying to push this message like, hey, you know, this is okay now. Everybody come out and everything like that. And they even got commercials on television about it. And it's like, but like going back to what you're saying about the Million Man March, no, it wasn't, you know, televised. It wasn't as important. It was like to the media, we did that already. You know, this is the new thing.
I could even go along with that, you know, oh, we covered it already, fine. But it is a systematic approach to not show anything positive about black people. You know, there's a show on NBC that is called Blackish with Anthony Anderson and Tracy Ross Ellis, you know, about a successful black family living in the suburbs. And they talk about some real stuff on that show. They make it funny, but they talk about it. But a lot of folks don't see that because it come on the same time Empire do. You know?
Right.
They don't want to show us and positive life anymore. Why do you think they went so far to break down and destroy Bill Cosby 20 years after he retired? Because he was America's...
Take it, brother. Image for us, you know, and to see, like, they or producers or some other people, they like to keep, I'm saying, dumb, keep you dumbfounded, you know, but you have to look a little bit deeper, because I remember shows when I grew up, because it's kind of like, it almost wants you to your contradiction of your church or your beliefs and everything, because when I grew up, there was I was taught you don't mess with men don't mess with men, girls don't mess with
right.
girls. And so that was the strong belief as I got older, you know, and you know, you just don't do that, you know what I'm saying? But I also remember a story that was told and I remember seeing this also on a movie that the devil strategized the way he wants to, you know, get in. And to me, it's almost like using the Trojan horse, you know, with the social media. I'm going to get this gauges out to everybody, but I'm going to use the social media, the TV, everywhere else, you know. It's always been there, but now I'm going to make it all, you know, put it out there. Maybe I can get three more people in and let them know, come on, sway my way, you know. So the devil is at work, as they say, and trying to find a way to draw more people in. And that's what they do. So guess what? I'm going to put it on the okay. You know, do this, make it seem like it's okay. And I'm going to see if I can get some of the young kids in, you know? And
Because they fight with it anyway. Yeah, they fight it anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
So, and what are they trying to find themselves?
Well, I'm interested to see the DSB, how
me,
they doing
I'm
this.
Like, the dream, I guess they made it seem like the dream was, yeah, let me more gays come out, we da 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 da. But, you know, I'm a human. So, you know, back in the day, our dream was, yeah, two women and a man. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but not no, you know, that other stuff, you know what I'm saying? That wasn't a dream, you know? So, I don't know, man, you know, and I guess it's another way for you to tighten up the way you communicate with your kids, you know, and tighten up more with your family or oriented about. For me, you know, I personally don't watch Empire, you know, unless I just right there and it's on, but I don't really, it's not on my schedule of things to watch.
I appreciate the comments. We lost D.L. Smooth. I know he was trying to get in, talking about the drop. But, you know, I'm going to sound the alarm. We are way over time, but I'm going to sound the alarm because it is an assault on the family structure, and that's been well said. The media is doing this thing, and if we have an outlet and a voice, we got to keep the truth. And I'll say this, you know, I had a moral upbringing before I went to church. You know, there's some morality involved in some of the stuff about how to treat one another and stuff like that. And my spiritual beliefs are in addition to that. You know, but we're way out of time. Brother Art, man, thanks for calling in. Neil Smooth, thank you. Elder Michelle, thank you so much as well. I wanted to get you back on, but I guess I lost you as well. Baruch, man, we are now paying to be on the air. So, Doc, it's that time. Do what you do.
Well, Doc, I enjoyed the show, even though I don't watch the show that y'all was talking about. I enjoyed the conversation. You can catch me, Dr. D, tomorrow live with Dr. D at 10. Everybody be safe and be blessed. Until then, y'all, I'm out.
Okay.
Tomorrow is Freestyle Friday. So if you didn't get a chance to get it in, today, tomorrow, definitely your opportunity at 10 a.m. to 11. Thanks, Rook, Brother R. Appreciate you, BL Smooth, Elder, and all you that listen, support our show every day. We God bless you. We do. I hope that God bless you and God